drage poslušalke i spoštovani poslušalci, poslušate slovensko dajo na Radio SBS in prav upam, da uživate v poslušanju. Na telefonu imam škofa iz Bendiga v Viktoriji in to je škof Les Tomlinson. Zakaj sem ga povabil v današnjo oddajo? Zato, ker je pred kratkim s patrom Cirilom Božičem in s melbornskim nadškofom doktorjem Denisom Hartom tudi obiskal našo prelepo Slovenijo. Mislim, da je to res nekaj posebnega za našo slovensko skupnost in lahko tudi povem, da Bendigo je zelo lepo mesto v zvezdni državi Viktoriji, kjer tudi imajo zelo veliko katedralo. Mi dva z škofom bova imela najin pogovor v angleščini in ga bom sedaj predstavil. Bishop Les Tomlinson, a warm welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Thank you very much, Linty.
I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us, especially considering that you recently visited the beautiful homeland of my parents, Slovenia, and it is the beautiful homeland of thousands of people living in Australia.
Yes, I totally agree with you. It's a beautiful place. I hadn't been there before. I'd been to neighbouring countries like Italy and Austria, but that was my first visit to Slovenia. And it was a wonderful experience to spend a week there and through Father Cyril to be introduced to so many different places and people. It was truly a wonderful experience.
Tell me, how did this visit come about?
It was Father Cyril's invitation to Archbishop Hart and myself to visit Slovenia. Archbishop Hart had visited there once before and he assured me it was well worth the visit and assured me that it was a beautiful place, and he also told me it would be hot, both of which I found to be true.
It was certainly, if you're visiting in July, when it is the height of summer.
Yes, it was really the height of summer, but it wasn't unpleasant heat. Having been born and grown up in Mildura, I know what hot weather can be.
Oh, good grief.
But it was very good and meant that it was the best time to see things. We weren't restricted by it being wet or cold or any of those things. Each day was full of a program of taking in so many places.
Had you heard of Slovenia before meeting Father Cyril?
Yes, I knew because I've known Father Cyril for some years because I was, before coming here to Sandhurst, I was a priest in the Archdiocese of Melbourne. So I knew Father Cyril from there and I knew that he was chaplain to the Slovenian community in Melbourne. I didn't know a lot more. I was aware that it's a country that's only quite comparatively recently been freed from communism and that it was part of Yugoslav. When I was growing up, there were migrants who came from, as we would have described, Yugoslavia in those days, and they were mostly from the area that would be now Croatia. So I don't recall any Slovenians that I met in those years, but because there's similarity in location, I suppose there's similarity in culture as well.
Indeed, and language. They are related in many ways. Mm. And the Slovenians and the Croatians are Catholic.
Yes. And that's what I remember about these. Not merely were they Catholic, these ones that I went to school with, but they were very committed Catholics. And, of course, the ones that I'm recalling from my childhood would have been families that migrated at the end of the Second World War, where there were so many displaced people in Europe that many came to Australia and contributed very richly to our country and its culture. And I can well imagine that Slovenians did likewise, although, as I said before, I didn't personally know any Slovenians from that time.
And having met Father Cyril, he makes up for meeting about 20 Slovenians, doesn't he?
Oh, yes.
He's a larger-than-life character.
He is. He's very enthusiastic and very passionate about his heritage and his country, which, of course, is what he sought to share with us in the week we were there, So that's what made it so tremendous. He was able to give such background. And while there was Archbishop Hart and myself, our party consisted of more than that. Father Paul Smith, who until just recently had been the provincial of the Franciscans and therefore Father Cyril's superior, was completing a sabbatical in Europe and made time to be with us for that week. So he also hadn't been to Slovenia before, so that was very good. And we had a Jesuit with us, Father Stan, who is Slovenian and has for many years worked in Zambia as a missionary. Of course, his English was very fluent, and he was able to give me such rich background to the history of Slovenia, and our conversations would inevitably go back into his experience of the war years and the years of communism. And he was able to sketch out for me what an enormous impact that experience had on the people of Slovenia and the great suffering that they endured through that period. It filled me with deep admiration for the faith and the courage of those people.
Many would say that the people of Slovenia, just like a lot of the other nations of Eastern Europe, suffered under fascism, Nazism and communism.
Yes, yes. Well, one of the places we went to visit, on our last day in Ljubljana, Father Cyril took us to visit Catholic Radio in the city, and it's in a building which is now a large school. In fact, the building was built as a school by one of the early bishops of Ljubljana, and it was taken over by the Germans in their time of occupation during the Second World War and made into an army camp. They converted the rather large chapel on the top floor into a picture theatre, and presumably the rest of the place was viewed very much as a secular building. Following the conclusion of the Second World War, the communists came into power and they used the building as a concentration camp. And one of the men working in Catholic Radio there related a recent event to me. The downstairs in the Catholic Radio section of the building, there's a small chapel where Archbishop Hart and myself and the priests concelebrated Mass when we arrived. And this man from Catholic Radio was telling me that recently an elderly man came to them and said that he'd been a prisoner in that building during the communists and that he'd like to see the building again. And when they were taking him down to this small chapel to show him the chapel, he only got part of the way down and said all of the horror of his experience was coming back to him and he couldn't go any further. It made me think of all the suffering that must have taken place in that building, and I again was filled with a deep sense of sadness but also admiration for those who'd suffered and shown great courage, and I prayed especially for them when we celebrated that Mass there.
SBS Radio. Dragi poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pogovarjam se s škofom Lezom Tomlinsonom, ki je škof v mestu Bendigo oziroma škof škofije Sandhursta, in škof Lez je pred kratkim s patrom Cirilom Božičem in s melbornskim nadškofom Denisom Hartom obiskal našo Slovenijo. In trenutno imava zelo zanimiv pogovor o tem potovanju. On je prvič obiskal Slovenijo, tako da bova sedaj nadaljevala z najnim zanimivim pogovorom. Bishop Lez, what were some of your other memories of this trip?
I suppose I was very very taken with the places that we went to visit. Of course, as you know, Father Cyril is a Franciscan priest, so we went to see many of the Franciscan monasteries.
So he was being a bit biased there, wasn't he?
Oh, well, he might have. Perhaps he was just more familiar with the Franciscans. But we did go to a Cistercian abbey as well, so he was being a bit ecumenical there. But they were beautiful places, and what really struck me, and there was a parish church as well, was that some of them were located very high up on the top of mountains, and they were in very commanding positions. People often seem to take, as we saw in one church we visited, they took the opportunity of making it a pilgrimage to visit those churches. And climbing those steep climbs would certainly be a challenge for some of them. But there was, of all ages, people making their way up to these places. And I suppose that's a demonstration of faith that we don't see so often in Australia. We seem to have a different attitude to our faith, whereas these people were seeing the expression of their faith in pilgrimage, which is a very rich way of expressing faith, of making a goal of going to a particular place to pray, and that the journey there in itself becomes a spiritual experience. And I was very impressed with that. So that was one aspect. We visited, and you probably know the place, we went to a parish where the parish priest showed us his church, which he'd refurbished in the time he'd been parish priest.
Yes.
And it had been used for secular purposes in the time of the communists. So it was a Baroque-style church, and he'd brought the beauty of the church back with the restoration of various features in the church, including the pulpit and features like that, back to the richness that they would have had prior to the communists. Then he took us by boat out to an island where there was another church up the top of this hill, it was quite a walk up to the top, and there were people there coming, and there were a mixture of visitors. It was a beautiful sunny day, and many people out on the lake, either swimming or in boats, and there was a real festive feel about it. And there was a wedding, it was a Saturday, and there was a wedding to take place in the church up on top of this mountain on the island. And one of the things that people were doing, and there was obviously a spiritual meaning to it, was to ring the bell in the church.
And that's on Bled.
Yes,
Lake Bled.
That's the place. That's exactly it. Yes, I couldn't think of it at the time, but
I had a feeling you were talking about Bled.
Yes, you're right.
And if anyone goes to Slovenia and doesn't visit Bled, it's akin to going to Sydney and not seeing the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House.
Yes, I could understand that because it was so beautiful, and we had a perfect day for the visit. But I was very impressed with one thing there. Many of the visitors, I would say, wouldn't have been Christian. Some of them were Asian, and I guess that probably didn't have a background in the Christian faith. And they were coming in, and they were seeing that people were ringing this bell and lining up to do so themselves. There was a young boy, I suppose he was probably 18, something like that I would say, who impressed me deeply because he stood there and he was more or less supervising the people that came forward to ring the bell. And they were sort of pulling on the rope and turning round for their friends to take photos of them. And he was turning them back to face the altar and to assume an attitude of prayer. And I thought, he did it so gently but quite firmly, and I thought that must come from his own sense of the holiness of that church, and I was very impressed with that. I didn't meet this young fellow, but I really was impressed by the faith that he seemed to be demonstrating and the way in which he was helping these pilgrims.
And you obviously visited Brezje,
yes.
Maria Pomaga, or Mary Help of Christians,
yes,
Shrine.
Did. Yes, we did.
Which
yes.
Leaves a lasting impact on any visitor who goes there. I know it did with me personally the first time I visited, and I burst into tears.
Yes, well, that we had. In fact, that we went there soon after we arrived in Slovenia, and we had mass there. Even though it was a Saturday morning, and presumably it wasn't a particular occasion, but I'd say there were a couple of hundred people at mass, maybe more. It was an outside area where the mass was, in front of the church. And that was very impressive too. And again, the people were most hospitable, and we came across a number of Slovenians who were home for the summer break from Australia, and some of them from Melbourne, so that we met, and I knew the areas where they lived. And during that mass, there was a group of priests who concelebrated with us, six or seven, who sang. They sang various parts in the mass, and then later when we were at lunch in a restaurant, they sang for us again. Now, they came to Australia earlier this year. So
Octetoremus.
Yes, I thought you'd be familiar with them.
Fantastic choir.
Yes. Now, subsequently, we went to the parishes of two of those priests. The one we've just mentioned with the island at the church. Red. Yes. And the other one was at a church. He took us to a church which was up the top of a mountain. I don't remember the name of that place either. But he was very hospitable to us too. And of course, the other advantage was these priests spoke English fluently.
Yeah, so that would have helped.
Yes. But I joked about them enticing them to come and work in Sandhurst Diocese, but I think the bishop probably wouldn't enthuse about that idea.
And not as many mountains around where you are?
No. Well, we've got up in the northeast, we have.
Yes, the Victorian Alps.
Yes. We've got them, Corryong and...
Yes, around there.
That area, Myrtleford and so forth. But you go the other extreme into Kerrang area, it's very flat there.
But so is Prekmurje, the very eastern part of Slovenia near Hungary.
It's very
flat. It's the one part of Slovenia where it is truly flat.
Mm.
And we have a lot of people listening to this program who are from that beautiful region of Slovenia, where you wouldn't know that there are mountains nearly 3,000 metres high in Slovenia. You really wouldn't, although, of course, there are.
Yes, but the other thing is, while it might be flatter, it wouldn't be dry like we have.
Not as dry, no.
No, because that was one of the lushness of the vegetation was very impressive. You know, everywhere was green, and there was, even though it was a hot summer, whereas particularly around Bendigo, from about October onwards, everything is brown here. We don't have green.
Yeah, it goes very dry.
Yes.
And that's the big difference between Slovenia and Australia, or Europe and Australia.
Yes, that's true. That's exactly it.
Dragi poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pogovarjam se z škofom Lezom Tomlinsonom, ki je škof u mestu Bendigo, oziroma škof škofije Sandhursta, in je pred kratkim s patrom Cirilom Božićem in s melbornskim nadškofom Denisom Hartom obiskao našu Sloveniju. Bishop Les, just before we conclude, you're located in a beautiful part of the world. We've talked about it just a little bit, but Bendigo truly is a beautiful city, and people who visit Bendigo in central Victoria, it leaves a lasting impact when they leave.
Yes, it is a beautiful place. It has a much shorter history than places in Europe, because gold was discovered here in the 1840s and 50s. And the first priest to come here to Bendigo arrived in 1852. So our history of the church here in this area is very recent. It became a separate diocese in 1874, and the first bishop arrived in 1875. So we've got a much briefer history, but it's been formed with those influence of gold mining, which was the impetus for settlement here in this area, farming further out, And of course, more recently in the 20th century, a lot of development of either market gardens or vineyards and orchards and so forth. There are some centres in the diocese that have grown up around either primary industry or gold mining or other industries that have become centres for. So that's sort of something of the characteristics.
And we can't forget to mention the beautiful cathedral in the heart of Bendigo.
Yes, well, when we were visiting the Cistercian monastery, I think the abbot told us that their church, which was a parish church, was the largest church in Slovenia. So I became very keen to see the church. So he took us in to see the church, which was a beautiful church, but I made the observation to myself, but not to anybody else, that cathedral would be substantially bigger than that. And I thought that was very interesting, because the percentage of Catholics in Slovenia is pretty high, but I suppose because they have many more churches than we would, they tend not to have particularly big churches.
There's over 2,700 churches in Slovenia.
Yes, that's what I mean. They've got many more than we would have. So you don't need to have one big church, because you've got a church just round the corner in just about every place.
Every tiny little village has a church on the hill in Slovenia.
Yes, yes, exactly. So that, for example, the parish from which Father Cyril comes, he took us to several churches, and one church he took us to was at the cemetery, and it seemed like as if that was just for the cemetery. It wasn't a church where they regularly had mass. It was more for funerals.
It's a miracle in Melbourne, because Australian rules football is so popular that we haven't got a church just for the AFL.
Yes, well, that would be an interesting thought.
Oh, well, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you today, Bishop Les. We really appreciated hearing your experiences and having a chance to sort of take in what you personally experienced during your visit to Slovenia. It was your first visit.
Mm.
And it could be hoped that perhaps you may visit Slovenia again sometime.
Yes, well, certainly it was such a wonderful experience. I'd hope that there would be another opportunity. The only regret I had was that I was not familiar with the language at all. And, for example, meeting Father Cyril's mother, which was a real delight, and she seemed such a character, but unfortunately I wasn't able to know what she was saying except from a brief translation that was made. So it was not being able to interact with people like that directly is one of the disadvantages of not having the language.
And not even Google Translate would always help there, would it?
No. And you see, with other languages like Italian and French, either I've become familiar with them or I might have learned some in the past. And so while I can't follow in detail a conversation, I can get a sense of what's being said. But Slovenian is so different. And looking at it printed doesn't help either.
It's a very unique language. It's a Slavic language, obviously.
Yes.
But it has its own unique traits, such as a dual form. And many say that Slovenian sounds like Russian with honey on top. So I've been told.
Oh, well.
Those who don't understand the language.
Yes. Well, I'm not really familiar with Russian.
Yeah, which is an interesting observation. But 2.5 million speakers throughout the world, that's what they say. So it's a small country, but as you saw, it's a country full of contrasts and full of culture, history, language, music, and obviously faith.
Yes. All of those, yes. And very beautifully presented, so that it was a great and rich experience visiting.
It's been a delight to talk to you, and we thank you once again for taking the time to speak with our listeners here on the Slovenian program on SBS Radio, and we wish you all the very best. Well, thank you for speaking with us today, Bishop Les Tomlinson.
Thank you very much. It's been a delight.